political suicide on the 4th of July on This Moment of Indiana History. On the 4th of July, 1826, Massachusetts-born and Harvard-educated lawyer John Hay Farnham nearly committed political suicide in Salem, Indiana. Considered a brilliant lawyer, writer, and speaker in his adopted hometown, Farnham was often hired by members of the State General Assembly to write their speeches. Farnham was so well considered that he was chosen to give the town's 4th of July address for the 50th anniversary of American independence. Farnham proposed speaking in favor of raising public revenues through a tax to support a common school system in Salem. Farnham must have been less than impressed by the few scattered schools available in Frontier, Indiana. The committee, however, was less than impressed with Farnham's choice of topic, suggesting that the advocacy of such a policy would create a sentiment against him because it was not in harmony with the doctrine of democracy. The lawyer persisted, to his peril. After delivering his speech, Farnham became very unpopular for a time and was almost ostracized because the residents of Salem could not see the justice of taxation of their property for the education of the children of those who had no property for taxation. Farnham was eventually taken back into the good graces of the community and never lobbied again for common schools. Unfortunately, he never lived to see the public school system that did arise throughout the state. He, his wife, and four of their six children died in a cholera epidemic in 1833. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.